Let me know when you're ready, bro. I'm just in a free talk with you.
Where?
Yeah, I never done this shit before. Let's see.
You ever done a podcast before?
Never, bro.
Oh, it's your first podcast?
First time, bro.
But you know what? That's even dope. Hell yeah.
I wrote some shit down, too, so some shit that I've... Obviously, majority of it's going to be genuine, but...
You wrote down, like, some pinpoints, or...?
Yeah, just some key takeaways from the shit that I kind of wrote down.
Like, just about stuff that you've done, or...?
Yeah, just
like to say, all right, yeah you're ready. Yeah, you're super prepared. You're the first person, bro. That
like that's organized, bro. So,
hell yeah. yeah, your podcast is next. Don't trip. Yeah. We'll get you next.
Oh, that's gonna be a highlight.
Yeah. Let's get it. We'll plan that one too.
All right, let's get it, bro.
It's already been.
Yes, sir.
So, what's up, Q?
Chilling,
what's your
man.
First name, bro?
My first thing?
What's your first name? What's
that? First name. My name is Quan Reeves, 24, from the East Coast. All around creative. Yeah, man, you know, obviously with me.
Where from the East Coast are you from, bro?
New Jersey, actually. I'm from New Jersey. Lived in New Jersey, was born and raised in New Jersey. Lived in Brooklyn for a couple years. Moved back to New Jersey.
Full East Coast, huh?
Yeah, full East Coast, man.
East Coast kid. You like the cold?
Yeah, the cold is all right, yeah. Man. The cold is cool, but, you know, definitely, you know, you know, you get tired of shoveling snow every time it snows in the winter, you know what I mean? But, yeah, man, yeah. East Coast kid.
What brought you out here to L.A.? What has you out here in Los Angeles right now, being from the East Coast?
So, that's a good question, man. Honestly, I actually met some couple people on Instagram. Second time actually being out here, so.
Your second time, bro?
Second time, bro.
Have you tried In-N-Out already?
Tried In-N-Out. But, yo, bro, In-N-Out, my first experience was kind of bad.
Really? Why?
It was. You know what? I didn't think I had the, what is it, the chili fries?
The fries? Animal style fries?
Yeah, I never had them, bro. I had, like, the...
You guys didn't take them?
They never told me. They never told me about the good fries, so I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, animal style fries were popping, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't go with it.
Yeah, it was with Jay. It was with Jay and Boss. It was with Jay and Boss.
I messed up.
But yeah, man, In-N-Out was I gotta try it again. Definitely gotta try it again.
And it's a little bit about your background, bro, about what you do then, you know, what can you tell everybody?
So as far as background, bro, obviously ethnicity, race, half Puerto Rican, half black.
Hell yeah,
Boricua. Yep, lived in PR for a couple years, fluent in Spanish.
Oh, you lived out there, no way?
Lived out there. Yeah, dang. Lived out there for a little bit. Obviously, it's way different than the States, obviously.
Yeah, right? The windows.
Dude, bro, like, the windows, how the houses are built, just architecture in
shout
general,
out to my
bro.
Boricuas, by the way, what's
yeah,
happening
ya
right
sabe,
now.
Ya tu sabe.
Ricky Renuncia, by the way, I don't know if you've been singing about that. Remember the governor?
Yes.
Support that fully.
Shout out to PR, man.
You were saying though, man?
Yeah, so yeah, used to live in PR for a couple years. Moved to New Jersey. Just been there ever since. Definitely plan on moving back to LA, though. Moving to LA, actually. You know, start a new chapter in my life. But yeah, man, as far as background, I'm the oldest out of six siblings.
Is really your family with you out there in New Jersey right now?
Yeah, right now they are. All my family's actually
all your
there.
Family really so yeah. If you come on here, you're gonna be completely by yourself.
Completely by myself. Well, you're not really, you know, I got friends. Yeah, I call family now, you know what I'm saying? So that's family.
I feel it.
Yeah.
And what else, man, have you gotten into out here in Los Angeles? What's your full on things you have been working on lately?
So, as far as things that I've kind of been working on, you know, obviously, I'm starting to build a brand, a loungewear brand, actually, which I plan to launch on in the fall, which is on my birthday, October 6th. And, you know, I've always wanted to build a brand that I can call my own. I wanted to tell a story through clothes. I plan on shooting, you know, small, short visuals to kind of tell that story. The brand is actually called New Eden. And
I like that.
New Eden, yeah. And
like some Garden of Eden.
Right. And that, you know, kind of stems from that. And, you know, the name speaks for itself, bro, you know. And just excited, bro. You know, obviously when you build a brand, I don't know if too many people know this, but us creatives do know that when you build a brand, you know, it's like your baby. You know what I'm saying?
Completely,
so,
yeah. It's a baby.
It's your baby, bro. You got to take
grow,
care of it.
You watch it grow and develop.
Right. You watch it grow. And, you know, I definitely think, you know, I've had moments where I've overthought about you know, overthink about certain things.
I feel it, man. I feel it.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you got to stay down and hopefully it, you know,
now falls into place. It goes. Just creating the possibilities, you feel me?
Right, exactly.
All the possibilities.
I need that shirt too, by the way. I need that.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
And what type of clothing is it, bro, that you are getting yourself into for October?
So I mainly want to do loungewear, which is just comfortable wear. You know, your sweat, you know, your sweatpants, your hoodies. I want to get into more heavy duty cotton tees, oversized tees. You know, it's just everyday lounging, bro. Yeah, just everyday lounging. You know, it could be airport attire. It could be just chilling at the crib. It can just be, you know, you going to the gym, leaving the gym, like. You know, it's supposed to be cozy, comfortable. You know, that's mainly my style anyway. People who know me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I rarely wear denim. Right now, a little long
white tee, a little oversized tee, you know what I'm saying? But I rarely wear denim anyway. You know, it's kind of rare. Normally when I wear denim, it's to go out and shit. So,
but it's good times.
Yeah, man. It's mainly just cozy.
What has shaped you, bro, to want to do what you want to do now? What has brought you into that direction?
Just being around creatives and kind of trying new things. You know, with me, I always had to find my niche, you know, growing up. You know, being around creative people, you know, I've tried new things. I've tried, you know, to really just, you know, find my style, I guess you could say. It took a couple months, I would have to say years even, but I'm kind of glad that I found that, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm more in a comfortable state now, where before I was so confused. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of glad, you know, I'm around the right people, and I kind of find, you know,
just surrounding yourself, man. Yeah, right. Around the people and, like, you know, just doing things and keeping yourself going with the.
Exactly.
I did a post about that recently, actually. Just the vibes, man. Keeping yourself, you know. Yeah. The energy and all that type of shit.
Bro, energy's real, bro.
It'll take you a long way. It's quantum energy.
Oh yeah, I remember y'all were talking about that.
Shout out to Steve.
Shout out Steve. But yeah, man.
He said that low down.
He actually told me about that. He actually told me I was talking about quantum physics and quantum energy and all that.
What type of, like, specific gear do you have coming up in this new collection that you're about to drop in October, which you can say, talk about?
As far as, like, the upcoming year, yeah. As far as, like, my brand?
Yeah. Like, what do you have in specific?
I don't, you know what, man? I can't even really answer that. Like, you know, it's all.
You show me, like, sweats?
Yeah, I showed you sweats. I showed you some hoodies. I showed you a few samples. Right now, you know, I definitely want to launch that first. As far as, like, the second collection, I actually call them chapters instead of collections.
Chapters, I like that, chapters.
Right. So, you know, as far as, you know, the second chapter and so on, you know, I definitely want to get into more women apparel, you know, crop tops.
Yeah, keep it going.
Right. And you just got to keep it going. I eventually want to get into kids eventually. That's later down the road. You know what I'm saying?
You have the plan for it. So that's good already. So you know which direction you want to take it.
Bro, not a lot of brands think that far ahead anyway.
Just go with the moment.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I was doing that at first with ATP, and then I was like, you know, it can't be like that. You have to have things aligned.
Exactly.
Like, yearly, honestly, if you can.
Bro, you'll stress yourself out
like
that.
Yeah, no, you will, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
High key.
Heck yeah, bro.
Did you go to school, dude, by chance, too?
Yeah, so I'm not done graduating yet. I'm almost done. I actually had changed my major like twice, bro. So right now I'm in the emergency room now. I work in the ER, and my goal was to get into medical. It was to be a physician's assistant, a PA. And you know, working
it's a good
there,
job.
It is, but working
time consuming,
but working there, bro, like, you know, it's sometimes you can kind of see if that's really for you, and working there for such a long time kind of just, you know, was just like, I don't even think I can work here. You know, is this is going to be my life? You know what I'm saying? And that was something that I had to really think about. And, you know, being that I'm surrounded by so many creative people, you know, and this is what I want to do with creating my own brand.
In between, like the actual career they say go and do, that's going to take you, and then the creative life, which you don't know which direction will fucking take you, which is like, ah, shit.
Dude, exactly. So for me, you know, I wanted to kind of just, I'm like, you know what, this is not what I want to do. Change my major to business. And I'm almost done. I got like 2 semesters left. And yeah, man, that's just the goal, bro. You know, just to really just pursue business and really just get my business degree and just focus on my brand and just.
So you
just
don't plan to continue then with
medical? That, nah. Medical, no. Yeah, definitely no, nah, man. Nah, I don't.
How are you balancing it, like having the brand, starting it, and then doing the medical stuff? Was it kind of hard for you?
You know what's so funny? Like when I was, bro, it was funny because when I was taking, like, classes, like, for my medical program, it was, I didn't even discover, like, the brand yet. Like, the brand came way later, you know? Bro, everything happens for a reason. So I think yeah, I had to, you know what I'm saying? I had to kind of figure out what I wanted to do first with my life. Exactly. Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, I had to really kind of organize things and really put things in perspective. But, you know, yeah, bro, I had to, you know, figure out what I wanted to do and what I, you know, what interested me. Direction
wanted with life and everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We get to that point.
People go through it, you know?
100%, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, bro.
What is your big inspiration for your brand or for you yourself as Q?
My biggest inspiration. Are we speaking about people or just things people, in general?
People, however you want to say. It's an open possibility.
Bro.
It's an open question.
Biggest inspiration.
What has
I mean, I look,
motivated you?
I look up motivation. I mean, a lot of people in my life motivate me. Obviously, you know, I keep a small circle of friends and, you know, I have a tight support system with family.
Keep
you know,
the them. Circle small, bro. Yeah. Always.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like so, that. You know, them looking, you know, staying by my side, you know, they always motivated me to push forward, do better. You know what I'm saying? So I have to say family, man, friends.
Family.
You know?
And definitely. How about for Eden?
New Eden?
For New Eden, how about that?
Bro, God, bro. I really? Pray every day, bro. Pray every day, every night. You know, he keeps me sane.
100%, yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's really
faith,
it.
Bro. Without faith, there's no guidance. That's what I say, man. You exactly. have to have, especially being out in the creative industry, just being out, you know, out all the time, different people, different things. So you right. have to have a high good head on your shoulders. Because if not, dude, like, you know,
exactly.
it's a little harder along the path. Sometimes you're in there.
Exactly, bro. I'm glad you understand, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Man, yeah.
People can't relate sometimes.
Long story, long nights, long
exactly.
days.
Exactly.
long days.
You know, so definitely excited for the future, bro. The future ahead.
What else can you tell us a little bit about yourself? That not a lot of people know what's coming, man, or anything, projects like that, too.
Well, it's funny, not a lot of people know about the brand. I actually just fucking told everyone about
it. Really?
It's yeah. like, yeah, it was, you know, I had a whole plan, you know, but I'm glad that, you know, I'm kind of glad that you get to hear it first on
yeah,
this podcast,
yeah,
you know
bro.
What I'm saying?
It's gonna be iconic.
Shout out to Tony.
Iconic, iconic.
Right.
You guys yeah. first heard that shit here. So.
Exactly. Shout out my mans. But yeah, man, you know, honestly, bro, I show love to everyone. One thing about me, a lot of people mistake for me to be, you know, me being cocky, you know, what they see on Instagram, you know, they see this.
Yeah, no, honestly, I saw your Instagram, I thought you were going to be like...
an asshole, right?
Completely different, bro.
Nah, man, you know, it's so yeah. crazy, bro. Like, everybody thinks, you know, I'm either a player or I'm an asshole or whatever the case may be, but like... You know, when you actually get to meet me and
super
you know,
humble,
you start
super
to
cool, man.
Super humble, man. You know, you have to be. You have to show love to everyone.
That's how
you
it
know,
is.
I think, you know, you get farther in life like that.
Completely showing love to so many people,
right.
it comes back. Not all the time, honestly. But
not all the time, unfortunately.
You keep it going, though. You know, you just keep it going and go the direction. Keep the people that love you around. You know, you're good.
Right.
You're good.
Exactly. So you go far like that, man. Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, you know, super humble. I used to model when I was younger. I used to be in magazines, bro.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, bro. I used to live in New York. This was around 2001.
Oh,
yeah, 9/11. This was around 9/11, actually.
Really? You were a young
yeah.
model?
Young, man. Young. I actually still have pictures. Used to model for a little bit, and I stopped.
I'll show you guys some glimpse.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby
show you some little examples. But, yeah, man, used to model for a little bit. And I just stuck with it, bro. You know, obviously.
You like doing it? Yeah.
It's
that
fun.
Time, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. You definitely comfortable. Obviously, I have my own
style. You
meet
style. Different people, different vibes, too.
Bro, you network with
yeah.
so
it's
many
networking.
Different people, bro.
Yeah, totally.
Like,
networking.
even me flying here to LA, bro. Like, I never would have met you
yeah.
if I never flew here. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
We met. We vibed off the rip.
Everything happens for a reason, bro.
Right.
It really does. Yeah, it does. And it's crazy.
Exactly. So, yeah, man. It's definitely a blessing, man, to be here. You know, I'm glad to be here. You know what I'm saying?
If you can go back in time, dude, and tell your younger self something, what would it be, the top big thing that you can say maybe for anybody, our young listeners, anything like that? Something to your younger self, what would it be?
I would
that
have,
you now know.
I would have to say to be patient. Stop being, you know, me, I was always so anxious. Growing up, you know what I'm saying? I was always so nervous. You know what I'm saying? I think that was one thing that you know, I struggled with growing up. But I think, you know, right now, you know, if I was actually were to look at my younger self and really... It's funny, bro. I was actually just thinking this like 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
And I had so much trouble really like... Because I feel like my story is still being written. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's hard to really...
That does not stop until the day you're... You know, you're out.
Yeah, until you're off this earth. So I think right now, you know, it's kind of hard. But I think if I had to answer your question, bro, I would have to say, you know, be patient. You know, things are going to pay off. You're going to see progression.
It's funny. I've done your, like, the fourth podcast. And every time I ask that question, they always say, be patient.
You have to. You have to, bro. You know, I think right now, word to Gary V, man. This is from Gary V.
Gary V, right? Yeah.
Gary V, man. Gary V, man. He said, I remember I was quoting, you know, he quoted something in his video. And he said, a lot of younger people, bro, in, like, our 20s, you know, we're so rushing to get somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And he always preaches, like, time and, like, how we're so young, bro. Like, you'll be 40 and you'll still be young. You know what I'm saying? We don't... even hearing that, I still don't believe it.
Yeah, no, same.
You know what I'm saying? But, like...
I guess we're not there, huh?
Bro, we're not there yet. But I think right now, you know, society makes you feel like you have to be married and have a job and have kids by 30, 35. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything has to be set in stone by a certain age.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so completely. I think, bro, patience is key, bro. And you know, I struggle a lot with that. I'm the first to admit, you know, I struggle a lot with that. But, bro, I pray, man. You know, you got to pray. You just got to keep good people around you. And you have that energy, everything else will just fall into place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I feel it 100%.
100%,
bro. All the vibes out here.
You know? So, yeah, man. I'm definitely excited to be here, though. You know, That's just life, man. That's just the way I've been living my life so far. You feel me?
Yeah. What else can you tell us a bit, bro, about yourself?
Maybe, because, yeah, I mean, Q-Loki had, like, a couple things set up on the side right here, so I did not mention.
Honestly, man, you know, it was mainly just, honestly, man, you know, right now in the point of my life, man, I think I really just want to travel, have fun, you know. I have a big family now.
How old are you, bro, by chance?
How old am I?
How old are you?
24, man. 24? I'm 23. October, I turned 24 in 3 months. Exactly, October 6th.
You're going to be 23?
I'm 23 now. Okay. I turned 24 in 3 months, yeah. So I'm excited, you know, definitely, you know, my brand launches on my birthday. And it's on my birthday, yeah. So, you know, it's two celebrations.
That day, yeah.
Exactly. So
have some champagne bottles and everything.
Bro, I'm just going to be so excited. Again, I have, you know, people who support me, people who care. So it's not only, you know, my brand and my life that I'm celebrating. It's people around me who are also going to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And also being in the creative industry, would have been the toughest trial so far? Just, you know, going more into it as you're like... diving more into it, dude.
As far as being a creative, I would have to say the biggest challenge that I have faced was trying to please, you know. I've even faced it with my brand, you know, New Eden. I feel like, oh man, is people gonna like this, is the fit right, you know? Am I gonna get the vision off? Are people going to actually understand the visual that I put out, or just the vision that I put out, you know? I think the biggest challenge is really pleasing everyone, you know, and you can't please everyone, right?
No,
so I feel like if the brand is for you, then it's for you. You know, if you like what it represents and you support me, exactly,
yeah.
You're going to support me, you're going to support it, and you're going to support what it represents, you know? And I think that's what it's about, man. I think if you don't like it, then you don't got to buy it, you know, and you don't got to support it, and that's fine. But I think, you know, if you like how I, you know, how I am as a person, you like the brand and what it represents, you know, New Eden is for you. You know, if you like to feel comfortable, you know, and dress fresh as well, New Eden is for you. Right. You know, you got to have a little mix, you know? So that's just it, man. You know, that's really it. And how I, you know, definitely how I picture the brand moving forward. Yeah.
Are you the only person on your team, or do you have a team now that's working on New Eden, or how do you go on with
so
that?
As far as New Eden,
what's your vibes?
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, you know, as far as New Eden, it's just me, man. Definitely just me. And I'm blessed to even have friends, even like you, bro. Like, you've given
likewise.
Right, you know, you've given me, you know, certain ideas, and I've definitely taken that into consideration. So you know, definitely, bro. You definitely got to surround yourself with people who really just kind of help you, you know. Yeah, they don't have to be on your team, but, you know.
There's levels to all this, man. Heck, there's levels to all this. That's what I tell everybody. You got to drive this life like if you stole it, bro.
Right, exactly. You know? Exactly. Life.
We're here now. Tomorrow's not planned, or the next day, or 2 years from now, you can be in a whole different environment, you know.
YOLO, bro.
YOLO, it's been a long time since I heard that.
Bro, it's been, when did that song come out?
Like 2012,
bro? Something?
Yeah, 2012.
Sheesh. Damn, shout out to Drake.
It's a long time.
Right.
Where do you see yourself now, dude? 5 years from now. 5 years from now, where do you see yourself, or where do you want to be, man?
5 years from now. Honestly, man, I think 5 years from now, I would pray that New Eden is a successful brand. I think this is every guy's dream is to buy their mama a brand new house, man. Yeah, I think, you know what I'm saying?
Hard, bro.
Yeah, bro. You know, I think, you know, definitely house, shout out to my mom. You know, I think, I want my family taken care of. I want to be more in a financial situation now that more in a better financial situation, you know, I want to be comfortable, man. You know, I definitely want to have financial freedom. Just joy, you know? Yeah, man, I want to travel more. I want to explore more. I want to grow more, you know? And that's just the goal, bro. 5 years from now, I think I don't want to think too far ahead.
Yeah.
But
beyond that, Q Wealth.
Exactly. You know, I
little collab at that Q Wealth.
Q Wealth, bro. Q-Wealth. It's funny because
you win, bro. Q Wealth.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's lucky sick.
It's crazy though because like I never really pictured myself being like rich. Yeah. You know, I think that's kind of like. Not fairy tale-ish, but like, well, to me, it's a little bit of like a fairy tale.
You can't limit yourself.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can't, but at the same time, you know, I don't know. I just wasn't really built like that.
If it happens, it'll be fucking crazy.
It would be, bro. But
trip out like shit many times.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, you know, I definitely want a nice little house, bro.
You can be well financially stable, wealthy. You know, you can be good enough where you're good. You don't have to stress.
Right.
That's the goal. You know, you can take care of who you have to take care of, your inner circle, your family.
Exactly.
Your family.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, man, I definitely want to keep the friendships that I have now. I want to keep the business relationships that I have now and just really keep the people, that are close to me now around, you know, 5, 10, 15 years from now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And keep the established relationships, you know, ongoing. As you get older, it's kind of hard to keep those, you know, like relationships.
Of course,
going,
bro. Friendships fade, bro. Relationships, you know, come and go.
I know, man, they do.
You got to stay down, bro. That's really it.
Yeah,
that's
stay
the code.
Down for the set.
Exactly. I got a strong backbone. So yeah, man, that's just the goal. You know what I'm saying?
Anything else you want to say, bro, before we end the podcast right there?
Tiny
vibe note right
man,
there.
Man, New Eden drops October 6th, 2019. Please, you know, it would be a blessing. You know, definitely support it. You know, definitely follow me on Instagram at Quan.Reeves. You know, I'll be sure to, you know, follow back. Shout out Tony for having me on this podcast.
Two more questions.
Oh, what's up, man? Tell me. Yeah. Let me know.
One, what is your definition? Not even your definition, but what is a value, high value of life that you go by every day, bro? Besides prayer, like what motivates you? Just not for certain other things.
Besides prayer, like, besides prayer, I would have to say, bro, I can't even name you two things. I can name you one thing that kind of sums everything up. And I would have to say the fear of what if, you know,
what if
I don't,
it's a good, you know, brand name too. What if,
yeah, what if, you know, what if I don't, you know, talk to that girl, or what if I don't pursue that business opportunity because I'm so
literally,
nervous,
man,
and I'm so anxious,
bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Just fucking do it.
You got to do it. Just, you don't know, man, what that opportunity can lead you on and take you, you know? So I think, and it's crazy, man. You know, definitely shout out to my friends, man, who, since I'm so laid back and I'm so anxious all the time, I'm glad that I have friends who are so outgoing and, you know, that kind of push me to do things, bro. Like, you have to have friends who are willing to take risks with you. And I think that's
more
just all a part of growth, you know? So definitely the fear of what if, man.
And what if, man, I like that. What
you
if,
know what I'm saying?
Every podcast, somebody always says something iconic that sticks in my head, like the quantum, not the what if.
Right.
Just everything, the vibes. Bro.
Man, shout out to Steve again, man.
The vibes.
Know that. But yeah, hey, man.
And so last question, what is all the possibilities to you? What is your view of all the possibilities? How would you define that? Because everybody like has their own little definition of it.
Man, so. Meeting you, man, and you tell me about the brand and what it represents to you, I definitely have my own take on it. I would have to say
there's endless possibilities
of what can happen. You know, I'm a kind of piggyback off what I said earlier. You know, what if, you know, what if you don't, bro, there's endless possibilities on what can happen if you don't go for what you're going for, you know. And I think all the possibilities to me, that's what it represents. You know, that's, I would feel, you know, I would feel so dope wearing that tee because of what it represents to me, you know. And I think, you know, it's definitely a way of life, bro. I think, you know, there's so many possibilities of what can happen no matter what the situation is. I think, I would hope they're good possibilities, but, you know, yeah, man, that's definitely what it represents to me, man. I think, just the scare, the fear of what if, you know, and, the possibilities that surround that. You know?
Yes, sir.
So that's my take on it, man.
Thank you, Q, for being on the podcast, man. Especially your first podcast.
Thank you, thank you.
I wish you best on New Eden, man. Everything. Come back to LA soon.
Appreciate that, bro.
You guys will hear from Q again, most definitely.
Thank you, bro.
And thank you, man, for being on the ATP Sit and Talk.
Appreciate you. Appreciate it, bro.
Our vibes every day.